everyone. I'm Amy Fisher, and I welcome you to the November 28th, 2024 episode of FreePod. Happy Thanksgiving! As always, we are proud to bring you this short weekly podcast with the help of a large volunteer group dedicated to providing objective news that's specific to our community.
Hi, Amy. I'm Matt Mullen, and we want to remind you that any photos, phone numbers, or website addresses can always be found in the print version of our newscast on the FreePod website at www.freepod.org, which you can also navigate to from our Facebook page. Now let's get started on the local news that you've been missing. Early in December, the city intends to apply to the Illinois Department of Commerce and Economic Opportunity for a grant from the state's Community Development Block Grant Program. This program is funded by the Title I of the Federal Housing and Community Development Act of 1974, and program funds are used for a Freeport project that will address the sanitary sewer lining of a sewer main that is causing a threat to the health and safety of some of our city's residents. The city is requesting a grant total of $1 million. Of that total, $542,000 will be used to support sewer main activities that benefit low to moderate income people. A plan to minimize disruptions has been prepared by the city in anticipation of receiving the new grant.
The Senior Resource Center invites individuals age 60 and older and their caregivers to a Medicare Basics class on Tuesday, December 10th at the center. This informative session will cover essential Medicare information and provide an opportunity for attendees to get their Medicare questions answered in a straightforward, supportive setting. The Medicare Basics class is designed to help participants better understand Medicare coverage options, enrollment periods, and other key details, ensuring they are equipped to make informed healthcare decisions. Please note that this event occurs after the deadline for open enrollment, which is coming up on Saturday, December 7th, and will include information that will be important for 2025. To secure a spot, please register by calling 815-235-9777. Walk-ins are welcome. The Senior Resource Center is located at 206 East Stevenson Street in Freeport. That number again is 815-235-9777.
Plan now to attend the final annual performance of a beloved Freeport holiday tradition next weekend. For many years, adults and children alike have enjoyed delightful holiday stories and songs brought to life on stage in annual performances of Christmas Memories, and this year will be no exception. Attendees will be delighted with both new skits as well as Christmas memory favorites. The cast includes LaFrancine Baker, Gary and Jody Brubaker, Becky and Tim Connors, Denise McElwain, Pat Norman, Derek Simons, Laura Stocker, and Ramon Viveros. Christmas Memories will play on Thursday and Friday, December 5th and 6th at 7 p.m. and Saturday, December 7th at 2 p.m. at the Jeanette Lloyd Theater at 701 West Empire Street. Tickets are $6 plus a food donation to the Freeport Area Church Cooperative, and they may be purchased online at fsd145.org/tickets, or you can call 815-232-0428.
State Senator Andrew Chesney is bringing a mobile team from the Illinois Tollway to Freeport on Monday, December 2nd from 3 p.m. until 7 p.m. in the Conference Center at Highland Community College. The tollway is transitioning away from plastic transponders and are replacing them with new sticker technology, said Chesney. Rather than having constituents complete this transaction at the DMV or elsewhere where there may be a fee, I am bringing a mobile team into the 45th District for quick, easy, and free service. During the event, Illinois Tollway officials will help people switch to the new sticker technology without interruptions to their iPass account. It is important to note that those planning to attend should write down their license plate number for quick service. Once the sticker tag is activated, it can be used on Illinois tollways and on EasyPass roadways in other states within 24 hours. There is no deposit needed for the sticker, and the $10 transponder deposit that was paid when the transponder was purchased will be transferred to the new account when it is activated.
Lisa Corp, a second-grade teacher at the Open Bible Learning Center in Freeport, was recently named the 2025 Illinois Ag in the Classroom Teacher of the Year in a surprise assembly at the school. One of Corp's favorite lessons for her second grade students last year incorporated the elf on a shelf concept by putting Sprout on a shelf in the classroom to share facts about agriculture. The 20 days of Sprout lessons were so popular that third graders in the hallway popped into her classroom just to join in on the fun. Corp will be bringing Sprout back again with new activities and ag facts. Corp will be recognized at the Illinois Farm Bureau annual meeting in Chicago and will receive a trip to the 2025 National Agriculture in the Classroom Conference in Minneapolis. She is now also the Illinois nominee for the USDA National Excellence in Teaching Agriculture Award. Corp serves as a member of the Stephenson County Illinois Agriculture in the Classroom Advisory Committee to help shape resources and training for others across the county.
For those who like to look back into history at the holidays, the Highland Community College Madrigal Dinner will be held on Friday and Saturday, December 13th and 14th, at the Freeport Club, 1614 Park Boulevard in Freeport. This magical Christmas feast will surround you with traditional music and costumes from throughout history, including favorite foods and tunes from the holiday season. Tickets are $50 per person and are on sale through next Wednesday, December 4th. Seating begins at 6:30 p.m., with dinner starting at 7 p.m. Highland is also hosting two other holiday musical events. The Highland Community College Concert Band and Orchestra present their holiday concert next Friday, December 6th at 7 p.m. in the Fine Arts Center Theater. And then on Sunday, December 8th, the college's chorale and children's choir will present their holiday concert at 3 p.m., also in the Fine Arts Theater. No tickets are needed for either of these family-friendly events.
Area families are invited to the annual Cookies with Santa event at the YMCA of Northwest Illinois on Saturday, December 7th from 10 to noon at the YMCA. Attendees will meet and take photos with Santa and Mrs. Claus and receive take-home crafts and holiday cookies ready for decorating at home. The gathering is free and open to the public. The Y is seeking community contributions to help make the event memorable for all, including canned frosting and sprinkles for the take-home cookies, as well as wrapping paper for crafts and gifts. Please drop off any items at the YMCA front desk by the end of next Monday, December 2nd.
FHN's Festival of Trees activities continue with the Community Festival of Trees at the Freeport Public Library, hosted jointly by FHN and the library. View beautiful holiday trees throughout the library that are decorated by local service organizations, clubs, and church groups competing for prizes, and vote for your favorite holiday tree by Saturday, December 14th. This coming Monday, December 2nd, enjoy an evening of holiday family fun as FHN and the library host Frosty Family Fun, again at the Freeport Public Library. Make holiday slime, play holiday bingo, enjoy a holiday treat, and grown-ups bringing kids to the event can enter to win a $100 gift card. Frosty Family Fun begins at 5:30 p.m. and will end at 7 p.m. There is no charge for either of these community events. Santa has once again asked FHN to help get letters to him, and Santa letter forms can be downloaded from the FHN website at www.fhn.org. Letters can be returned to Santa mailboxes at the Freeport Public Library Children's Desk or the lobbies at FHN Family Healthcare Center, Burchard Hills, FHN Family Healthcare Center, Highland View Drive, or FHN Memorial Hospital. Letters can also be mailed to the North Pole, 524 West Stevenson Street, Suite 100, Freeport, Illinois, 61032. Letters must be received by December 16th to allow time for Santa to respond.
The city of Freeport recently renewed its application to remain a bird city in Illinois, a recognition originally awarded in 2021. Bird City, Illinois recognizes communities that implement sound bird conservation practices, enhancing the environment for birds and educating the public about the relationships between birds and people. Freeport is only one of 10 municipalities in Illinois to have this designation. To be a bird city, a municipality must complete a minimum of 9 actions from 4 different categories that include habitat, threats to birds, education and engagement, and sustainability. An annual proclamation must also be read at a city council meeting recognizing World Migratory Bird Day and holding a public event. The date for this event will occur in May of 2025. In addition, the municipality must also have a resolution read and voted on by council members every 3 years to support the Bird City Initiative. The Northwest Illinois Audubon Society, a nonprofit organization, fulfilled many of the criteria as well as paying for the cost of the application and renewal fees. The group also documents the work done by other groups and organizations that fulfill additional criteria. These organizations include the Freeport Park District, the Freeport Public Library, the University of Illinois Extension, the Jane Addams Land Park Foundation, Freeport Student Garden, Environmental Study Group, the Bluebird Monitors at Park Hill Golf Course, and the Pretzel Pickers. In 2021, Freeport completed 18 criteria, but over the past 3 years, these organizations helped Freeport complete 29 actions. All these actions are described to the public and can be read on the Bird City, Illinois website. To learn more, visit birdcity.org and search for Illinois.
Once again, there are plenty of things to do in the Freeport area in the coming week. To start, this Saturday, November 30th, is Small Business Saturday. Freeport is home to dozens of small businesses that are important to our community's overall economic health, and we hope that many of our listeners will take this opportunity to support them. Then next Wednesday, December 4th, head downtown for the last 2024 movie in the Lindo Theater's Select Picks Classic Film Series, continuing a tradition of showing a non-Christmas Christmas film, the December 4th film, Lethal Weapon, a 1987 buddy cop action comedy. Per the series' holiday tradition, the film is not a Christmas film, but has at least one scene set at Christmas time. The film stars Danny Glover and Mel Gibson and shows at 1 and 7 p.m. at regular ticket prices. 2024 is the 14th year for this popular film series, hosted by Ed Finch and Alan Wenzel at the Lindo Theater in Freeport, and they'll be continuing the series again in 2025. As we mentioned last week, there are also literally dozens of holiday events throughout the community, many of which you can find on the website of the Greater Freeport Partnership and others by checking with churches, schools, and businesses with which you are familiar. If you are looking for something to do this week or any week, visit the Greater Freeport Partnership website at greaterfreeport.com and click on weekly events for a comprehensive listing of many more entertainment and dining events and activities throughout Stevenson County. You can subscribe to their free weekly newsletter there, too. Once again, we want to remind everyone that in this season of lots of friends and family gatherings, stay healthy and take good care of yourself and others. Free COVID tests are available at covidtest.gov. Also, in the interest of community safety, we urge drivers to be extra careful driving in the early evening when pedestrians may not be as clearly visible. Early darkness continues through December, when we'll gradually begin to see more hours of daylight until spring.
In closing, we'd like to remind you that through the year end, we're having a fundraising drive to help offset some of FreePod's expenses. We've been bringing you newscasts and interviews for almost a whole year, and most of the generous startup funding support we received has been spent to get us up and running. While our staff is all volunteer, we do have other ongoing business expenses, including insurance and marketing, to help more people learn about us. And it's time to reinvigorate our bank account. Please visit us at our website for more details, and thank you in advance for considering a donation for our holiday stocking. We also want to remind you that last week's in-depth interview, which is available on our website through the Facebook page as well, and at WNIJ Northern Public Radio's website, was FreePod host Tim Connors visiting with Stephen Winter about the creation of a local brewery, Generations, about how they got started and their future plans. Next Tuesday's offering is a double feature. First up, FreePod hosts Tim and Becky Connors will give us a preview of Christmas Memories, the local theater production we mentioned earlier that will be happening next weekend. Then Tim will visit with the folks at Twice as Nice, who just celebrated their 25th anniversary at their stores in Freeport. Their conversation will post at noon on Tuesday, December 3rd. And now a joke as we wrap up our Thanksgiving edition of FreePod. Why was the turkey invited to join the band? Because he came with two drumsticks.
And with that turkey of a holiday menu joke, time's up for this week. Tune in again next week for more about Freeport businesses, city plans in progress, area rewards and recognition, local impacts of state and national news, and more. As we say each week, FreePod couldn't come to you without the help of many others. We're especially appreciative for the assistance of the Mass Communication Department at Highland Community College for producing this podcast. We're also grateful to WNIJ and Northern Public Radio in DeKalb, a member station of NPR National Public Radio, for partnering with us in reaching even more listeners, including Spanish-speaking community members, with news of events and activities in Northwest Illinois. And of course, here's a big shout out to our many liaisons and reporters for the time they volunteer to bring the news to you. Thank you, Team FreePod. If you have story suggestions or would like to make a tax-deductible contribution to support FreePod, visit our website at freepod.org. Again, I'm Amy, here with Matt, and we hope you'll check back next week for more news you've been missing. Thanks for listening.